Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
I'm your host. I have a fabulous guest today. I just gush every time he's on. I am so excited to present William Stillman. He is a psychic medium. He is an author, amazing author, and he's so much more than I could even say. So everyone, please say hello to William. Hi, William.
Hey, Bonnie. Hi to everybody listening.
I am so excited. Every time you're on, I find a million things that I've read about you that I haven't even known. And I want you to tell everybody who you are, what you do before I start my chat with you, and how to get a hold of you, because this is a business we all love.
Well, thank you. And I love what I do so much. I'm in the Pennsylvania area, but I can absolutely do readings privately by Skype, which is my preference, by phone, which is my lesser preference, and people can find me at williamstillman.com, and my last name is spelled S-T-I-L-L-M-A-N, Stillman, williamstillman.com, and if I may, I'd also like to direct people's attention on my homepage to the Facebook icon in the upper left corner. If you click that, it'll take you to my Facebook page. And the reason why I'm telling everyone this is because in my prayers, I receive 2 to 5 original quotes of inspiration from God. And every morning I send one to the very nice lady who manages my Facebook page for me, Sharon, and she posts them one at a time every morning, and she always manages to find the most amazing image to complement the quote. And I'm closing in on 600 of them now, believe it
wow.
or not. Yes, and each one is unique. So I think that it would be a lovely way for, you know, people to start their day and have a little something to reflect on.
I love that. You know what, William? I'm almost seeing cards, 600 cards made with all your quotes. So
yeah.
Think about that.
Well, yeah. Either that or maybe like a desk calendar or something like that.
Absolutely. Only I think we have 365 days. You'd have to make like a double
right.
calendar.
Right.
Two quotes a day, one for the morning and one for the evening. But I am so happy that you would offer that to everybody. Please check out his webpage. William is an amazing psychic medium, as you'll see here. And he's such an author. Like I told him before he came on the show, I only wish, one, I had the attention span, and two, the time to read every single one of the books he's written, because he's got a new one coming out in the spring, which I am going to make him come back to talk about. But he is really an expert, and has been and is, and he'll say he isn't, but he is, with the autistic realm. And, you know, you have created a book that's kind of drawn me right to this. And I know this isn't all you do, and this is what you've written beforehand. But, you know, I'm always about prophecies. And you wrote a book called The Autism Prophecies. So can you explain, because I know, first tell everybody why you wrote these books and how you even, like, how did you get into this? And that's one of the books I just want to bring out real quick, because I don't know anything about it, but I am going to read it, and I'm going to ask you to sign that one for me.
All righty. Well, I've actually been working in the field of supporting people with developmental differences and autism since 1987, and I, by virtue of investigating and researching the autism spectrum, came to realize that I was myself on that spectrum with a form of autism called Asperger's syndrome, and I only realized that about 20, it's been about 20 years now, when I was in my mid to early 30s. And it was very much a coming out process of self-discovery. And there was some anxiety connected to that, as well as a sense of relief for my entire life making sense. I knew I wasn't autistic, but I knew I had a lot in common with friends that I was meeting did have autism. Mm-hmm. And as a byproduct of embracing that label, I became accepted and welcomed into that community. And I began to see and hear things connected to people with autism of a very powerful spiritual nature. And I've always been intrigued by things that are unusual and unconventional and without explanation. And I was fortunate enough to grow up in a family where those things were not dismissed. And in fact, we could have conversations at the dinner table about ghosts and UFOs
wow.
and Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. Yeah, my parents were pretty open-minded that way. And, you know, in some families, that whole arena would have been shut down very quickly. And so,
absolutely.
Yeah, I've always had a fascination and an interest. In fact, I still have books that I got for Christmas as a kid about the Loch Ness Monster and so on. And so,
what are you, well, before you go on, because because now, you know, you piqued my interest. I always know that it runs in families. But so what do you think about? So if you're bringing up the Loch Ness Monster, and you can talk about this at the end, but do you have any theories?
Any theories about the Loch Ness Monster?
Yes. Because I think there's a lot of people that would be interested in knowing about the Loch Ness Monster.
Wow. Well, my thoughts on it have changed a little bit over time. As much as I would love to believe there is an entire herd of dinosaurs living in Loch Ness, I'm starting to wonder if part of what people are seeing, and this extends to any number of, you know, unusual creatures, if part of what people are seeing is maybe a shift or a rip in time.
Oh, I love that.
That lasts for just, you know, a fleeting few moments, sometimes seconds. I'm also wondering if part of it could be what's called a tulpa, T-U-L-P-A, where people mentally project so much effort and energy into manifesting something that it actually becomes. And so those are the kinds of things I've always had an interest in. But back to the autism and the spirituality issue, I became so fascinated and intrigued by this possibility that I began putting out feelers on the internet. And in those days, it was, you know, message boards and chat rooms and so on. And I was amazed to learn that people were contacting me from all over the world to tell me the same kinds of stories.
Wow.
So I thought there's something to this. And there's a reason why people with autism are here. There's a reason why the statistics continue to jump by leaps and bounds. There's no one single known cause. It's mostly males. So things that I thought were really intriguing. And I wrote a book almost 10 years ago called Autism and the God Connection.
Yeah.
And that did very well. And I followed that up with two more books. And so there's an entire trilogy. Now, each book can be read independent of the others, but they also all follow a logical progression from one to the other because they get a little bit deeper and we go a little bit further in the exploration. So the Autism Prophecies book that you mentioned is actually the last of the three in the trilogy.
How did I know that? I'm always last. I am going to read the trilogy. I just knew you were going to say that. I picked it out and thought this is the end of the trilogy. But yeah, I'm going to read all three. I have started another book, but you are amazing, and I am looking forward. But I do want you to sign them for me because you're just awesome guy.
You bet. So, well, and here's the thing that's really great, Bonnie, is that those books have been translated into other languages, and so they're resonating for other people beyond North America.
Wow, that's so cool! And when you got the prophecies, did you finish the trilogy? But you went on to write other books. So what did you finish that you felt was a trilogy to move on to the other book?
Well, I just felt that where autism and spirituality and spiritual giftedness was concerned, that I had put out there publicly all that I possibly could. When I wrote the first book, Autism and the God Connection, I held back on publishing all of the information because this was an extraordinary risk. No one had ever written a book like this before that had gone public in a major way with a significant, you know, reasonably significant publisher. And
yeah,
I was concerned about undermining my own credibility, but I was also very concerned about doing a great disservice to the autism community. Well, and so I felt an allegiance to honor the integrity of the individuals who and their families who were gracious enough to share information with me and to do that in a way that was respectful. And I think I accomplished that. And I could probably count on one hand the number of, you know, naysayers from all three books. So that's pretty darn good. And then when that book published and was, you know, reasonably well received, then I was able to follow it up with two other books and again, sort of gradually reveal more of the inner layers of the onion, so to speak.
That is so interesting, because I have to tell you before I ask you another question, we had a caller yesterday, and I'm hoping she's on the line. I don't know that she could get off work. But when I was talking to her, she was a psychologist that worked with autistic children. And I told her to please call in today, because she'd be very interested in first looking at your website and reading your books. So I always feel like spirit brings to you people at the time when they need it. So isn't that pretty cool that she called yesterday?
I love synchronicity like that. And actually, the cool thing about that is too, Bonnie, yesterday from 9 to 12 Eastern time, I was in Baltimore pouring my heart out, making a presentation to 75 people about autism.
Oh, my goodness. That's wild. And, you know, I got to tell you, I have a girlfriend and her daughter is autistic, Asperger's, very, you know, on the spectrum, very brilliant girl. And I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart and how I feel is that we need people like you. We need people to break that code of feeling that these children and people are not something that is a gift to us. Because I believe very strongly that people, even with other mental disorders that we call mental disorders, are really just not able to handle the energies here and actually are very gifted people. So I'm so glad that you brought that all in. Go ahead.
Thank you, Bonnie. And I feel similarly in that I'm not sure I'm cut out to be here. Because it's,
no, you're
this,
not.
I mean, Yeah, I've had it pretty easy compared to a lot of other people. And I mean, I went through a really, really tough time for many years when I was much younger, but I've had a pretty good and easy life. And I don't know that I would still be here if it hadn't been that way, because I'm too sensitive to be here.
I think we talked about this. I'm not quite sure. And I know you know that I think you're not from here anyway, that you're actually a gift that they've allowed us to have to understand certain things. And I'm just really glad whoever sent you, you did it, and I was able to meet you. So that's how I feel. And I really look in your eyes and I can see that. So everyone, you are to everyone. I feel, and I know that if you go to William's website and actually get a reading, you will see what I mean. But also, and I know that this has been a really big part of your life, and I know we've talked about earlier in your life, I'm really excited that you had parents. That's because I'm a life coach and I dealt with, you know, families. I love that you had parents that allowed you to keep your open mind, because that's really a key, really, to anything and love on this earth plane. But you have another book coming out, and I know we're not going to talk about that book because your publisher will probably call me up and he'll want me to sign all kinds of waivers saying I'll never talk about it again. but we are going to talk just slightly before I go to the phone lines. I love that you are able to feel, sense, see, and cross over or not spirit. And I know that with light comes dark. And somebody had mentioned to me that dark is just the absence of light. There's nothing to be afraid of. So you have a really interesting theory about negative energy, or, you know, you talk about negative spirits and how we need to be empowered. So can you take that sentence and move on? Because I don't remember what you actually, the whole sentence was so perfect, and I want you to say it.
Oh, goodness. I don't know if I can remember what I said either, and that was only 20 minutes ago.
We're getting old, but at least together, right?
Yes. Well, we'll figure it out. Well, I do have a book coming out in May. The title is Under Spiritual Siege, and it really
is a book
about empowerment. There have been hundreds of books about ghosts and demons and hauntings, but I, at least in my experience, I have yet to see a book that tells people what to do about all of that and to reclaim your spirituality so that you can reclaim your living space and how to take proactive steps to create positive lifestyle changes so that you are in a position to starve it and not feed it if you feel as though you are under spiritual attack.
Wow, I love that. Do you know one of my people who's on the show, Peeps, she does Akashic Records on Monday, Susan, when she was growing up, you should hear what the spirits did to her. And it was so horrific that thank goodness she is as open as she is. And it wasn't until later in life that she actually was able to empower herself to know that she was in charge. And
the same thing happened to me. Because when I was going through that 7 or 8 year period where I was, you know, being abused on a regular basis and just was a total outsider and descended into post-traumatic stress disorder and depression, there was some really nasty, negative stuff that made its presence known to me loud and clear and absolutely wanted me to join forces with it.
That's amazing. Not that it's amazing, it's horrific. But what was your, and I guess this is what the book is going to go into, but what was your reaction? I mean, not even as an adult of what we are now, knowing what we are, what was your reaction?
Well, I was intrigued by it. I was drawn to dark things at that point in time. And it was promising me that if I consummated the relationship, that I would be granted authority and power over my tormentors and my bullies.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, somebody said, and then, like I said, we'll get to the phone lines, but somebody said that your most challenging relationships, which would be what you went through, are your best friends in spirit because they're here to teach you something. How do you feel about that statement?
Well, I think that I have always had the sensation of being very well protected and insulated. Always. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I was in my 20s that I really began to recognize it for what it was. And so there are things that could have been a lot worse during that particular time of my pre-adolescence and teenage years. It could have been so much worse than it was. But there was definitely some very dark stuff, dark energies around me at that time. And I could hear this man every night. I could hear his footsteps coming toward my bedroom door, and he would be there about 7 feet tall, a black silhouette, long floor-length black coat, broad-brimmed black hat, and he would say, let's do this, let's consummate this relationship. And to me, it had a sexual connotation because what I knew about witches was that when they gave themselves over to the dark side, they did it sexually. And this is what he was promising, that I would have power. And I got a little taste of it. I was into casting spells and things like that. And I'm actually holding my crosses. I'm telling you all this.
I feel it, honey. I absolutely feel you. So
yes,
go ahead.
But I was.
And that's not sexual, but I do feel you're reliving, and I knew you had something in your hands. But then again, I'm a psychic medium too. So, but.
Yes, but I was shocked to learn as an adult, and particularly in researching this book, that hundreds, if not thousands, of people all over the world have seen the exact same phantom.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. One of the girls that you talked to, my girls, she calls it something else.
Hatman. Well, they call him Hatman.
Yeah. No, but this one, she described the exact same thing, but she calls it the dark people or something. And she said that every once in a while, she can see it go by. And they don't go near her, but she said she can see it go by.
She might be talking about shadow people.
Shadow people. Is that not the same thing?
Yeah. I think this is different because this is a distinct figure that many, many people have seen the same identical thing. I wasn't sure if it was my imagination or what, but I've had confirmation since then.
But
I'm actually grateful. I'm actually very grateful for those experiences. And I know who they are. They know who I am. There's nothing they can't show me that I haven't already seen, no matter how awful it is. And it allows me to see it in other people who are struggling.
Wow. You know what? I really believe, and when I was talking about the bullies or the people who had tormented you humanly, that I think when they come down, they're teaching you, you know, how to be stronger, how to survive. I don't love that because I know my two children were bullied too. But this whole thing about what you saw really empowered you. And that's why I love that word that you used to make choices. And look where you are today, William. And that is a pretty big empowered choice. And I love that.
Yeah, it was a choice because I could just have easily given myself over to this energy. And, you know, ultimately I would have been deceived because what those energies want is chaos and destruction. They want to escalate things to the point where the situation is set up for a murder suicide.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
Yeah, that's what they want. That's what they thrive on. Yeah.
But, you know, I hate that. I don't like the word hate, but I hate that. So I am really, really glad that you were able to, and I don't know what gave you the strength, because some people don't have it, but that gave you the strength to make the
choice. Well, here's the thing, Bonnie. In my darkest moment, when I was 16 and I was sitting there with my father's straight razor, and I was home alone, and I was trying to project what this would feel like, what would happen, something inside me said, don't do this. Someday people will know who you are for what it is that you have to offer them.
Oh,
and, you know,
that.
I was 16. I was 16. I had no idea what that meant. But it was enough to deter me and hold off.
Do you think that, to me, that little voice, the little bright light in your head, because that's what it would be to me, saved everything for you, and you have become an unbelievable figure and have made a name and a voice for people who can't. So I think that's great. I know there's more to what you're telling me because I can feel it. But I will save that for the next time you're on the show.
Alrighty.
Unless you want to end it with something, because I do love that the light always, I really believe, and I don't know if you do, William, and you can answer this honestly, and I think you do, but I believe that, again, light always wants to survive. Light always will win, but it's how you view it and when is what I think.
I do agree with that, and I also don't want you or any of our listeners to feel concern about talking about the dark or negative or destructive energies, because knowledge is power, and we need to illuminate the truth, and we need to shed light on all of that as well. Because when we do
that, for me, did you feel
then
that
we diminish? Well, you used the word hate, so I just wanted to lend a little bit of balance. And I think that when we illuminate the truth and we bring it out into the open, then we diffuse the power that these energies have.
Absolutely, because, you know, I always tell people I don't do negative, I don't go there. But the truth of the matter is, if you don't know it exists, you don't acknowledge it, and you don't see it for what it's worth, it can even, that's the problem a lot of times. So I agree with you, and I appreciate you bringing that up. You're good, William. You're good.
Well, let's go to the phones if we've got folks that have been waiting.
Absolutely, because you know I could talk to you for like 20 hours, and you know that I usually do. So, okay.
Well,
one day we shall.
One day we will be in person, and we'll just do the town.
Absolutely, William. You got a deal. So here is somebody who has been waiting to talk to you. I told her I would pick her up because she's tried to get on to speak to you. So 805-617, you are now on with William. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. Hi, William. This is Donna. Thank you for taking my call. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna. How can William help you today?
I just wanted to know if a relationship was coming in or more money. Either one would make me happy.
Okay, well, let's pick one. I'm going to go with the more money. Are you working more than two jobs now?
No, I'm not working at all.
Okay. It shows as though you have the potential to be working more than one job. It's looking like two part-time jobs.
Oh.
And is there do you have a physical disability?
No, it's mental. I've had nervous breakdowns.
Okay, dear, because I was seeing that there was some issue that was precluding you from working in a way that maybe other people could full-time. And so are you receiving any kind of disability compensation while you're not working? You are.
Yes.
Okay. So it shows as though there is, within a month, you need at least one part-time job.
Right.
And they're showing me retail, believe it or not.
All right, I can look into that then.
Yes, please, especially with the holidays starting to really pick up steam. And I think that if you make good, there would be the potential to keep you on beyond what would be temporary for the holidays. I'm also supposed to ask you about sleep disturbances.
Well, I think the spirits wake me up like around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, but I've been telling them to stay away and let me sleep the entire night.
Here's the thing, honey. A loving presence will only ever be a loving presence. What that means, I'm going to explain it to you. What that means is that loving, positive spiritual energy that emanates from the source in the heavenly realm would never do anything to cause anxiety, upset, distress, or disruption of any kind. That's not a loving presence. That's a presence with its own agenda.
Oh.
And so if your sleep is being disrupted, I'm going to ask you, number one, not to engage with anything that you perceive around you, because that's what it wants, all right?
Oh.
And this is also part of what is affecting you mentally, emotionally, to be quite frank with you.
Yeah, I can tell that.
Okay? Do not engage with it. And if you do not feel resilient or confident enough to do this yourself, you need to find two other people who understand and who are spiritually or religiously grounded and can help you to clear and bless your living space.
Oh, okay.
All right? That way you'll be able to sleep at night, you'll feel a burden lifted from your shoulders, and you will be in the best position to move forward financially with respect to at least one part-time job. I saw two. You are also not in a position right now to be attracting the proper and authentic romantic energy. So you want to wait until after you have a clearing and a blessing and you feel like you're back on your feet and things are picking up steam. Then you'll be in the position to attract the proper romantic energy that will not be abusive or disrespectful to you.
Wonderful.
Wow.
All right, so I'm giving you some homework, and we've crafted a blueprint for moving forward here.
Yes, so I'll have someone
all right,
come in
dear.
And bless my house then. All right.
But you, whoa. It's not that you bring somebody in to do it for you. It's your living space, not theirs. And so you must be an active participant in the process as well.
Okay.
Okay, so two other people, so that there's three of you, from top to bottom, every bathroom, every closet, you bless the space, you clear the space, and this goes for anyone else listening who needs help in this respect, and you set intentions for a fresh start in that living space.
Okay.
All right? And you should feel yourself relieved of the pressure of the burden and the burden of the pressure and the nightmares or the disruptions during the middle of the night in your sleep should be relieved also.
Oh, good.
That's
all right?
Funny.
And if you are, Donna, if you are remotely Christian, the name Jesus Christ carries extraordinary power. It sends them scattering.
Yes, I believe that, yeah.
All right, dear.
Definitely.
Great. Well, then, listen, then use that strength that you've got in that belief and channel that into that blessing when it occurs.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to ask Donna to stay on. We did not do something that I love that you do, and it's my fault.
Oh, you're right.
I didn't ask you. So can you lead us, William, in the prayer before you actually start to read?
Oh, you're right, Bonnie. And, you know, I'm equally at fault for forgetting, too. We got so caught up in chatting.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, let me do this now. Let me do this now for Donna and for all of our listeners this afternoon. Heavenly Father, author of the universe, creator of all that is seen and unseen, we are most grateful, blessed, and privileged to be united in your gracious presence this afternoon. Kindly grant that we might be of good and great service to one another so that we in turn will render good and great service to all others through the grace of all that we have been, all that we are presently, and all that we are becoming. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, William. Thank you. And I hope, Donna, that he has been, I'm sure, help to you because you've got your homework.
Yeah, very, very much. I'm going to have my house blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. And thank you both very much.
Donna, call us back
and
let us. Yeah. Yeah, and call us at least, you know, I'm on a few times a week. Call and let me know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you, Bonnie.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Donna. Oh, my goodness, so happy. You know, when you say that, I remember us meeting, and when you say that, it just makes everything perfect. Now, you know, I think it works for all religions. So to me, it's just the universal. I love having you on because I'm going to ask you to write it down for me so I can start. But I think it is one of the best prayers I have ever heard. I love starting my show like that. So you're welcome. Thank you, William. 602, you're on with William. Hi.
Hi. I wanted to talk about my daughter. It's crazy because everything that you said, I can relate to my daughter. My daughter has special needs, and I also believe she has abilities. And there was something at her old house that was tormenting her. And one of my problems, the problem with my daughter is mostly she has a really bad ADHD, which affects her focus and being able to learn properly. And also she has a speech delay. She's been told that she has dyspraxia and ADHD. So like at the old house, something was tormenting her and we didn't know what it was. She said at first it was my dad. I'm not sure if it was my dad. My dad has passed in 2005.
It was not, honey. I'm going to interrupt you, dear. Can I have your first name, please?
I was going to do that too. Lauren?
Yeah.
Hi, Lauren.
Lauren. Okay.
Yes.
Lauren,
yes.
I want to tell you that this is extremely common in people who are inherently gentle and exquisitely sensitive, such as your daughter. Now, that probably doesn't make you feel any better, but I just want to let you know that you are not alone. On my website, williamstillman.com, I want you to click on the Autism and the God Connection portion of that website. There will be information there, and there will actually be a link there to a document that will help you to identify additional symptoms of someone who may be under spiritual assault and what to do about it. But it is real. It is happening for your daughter and many other people. And no, it was not your father. It was something attempting to mimic your father in order to gain the trust of your daughter.
Okay, because it got really, really bad at one point. It was really, really bad, and I didn't know how to help her.
Yep. Because is it happening currently?
No, we moved, and she called them chicken eggs. She would call the ghost chicken eggs, but I don't think she knew what they were. And she'd say, oh, well, there's no chicken eggs in this house anymore, and whatever else. And, like, the more as she gets older, her speech gets better. She's 7 years old, about to turn eight, and she's probably at the level of speech-wise, like a 4 or 5 year old, you know, as far as school works. I mean, she's maybe at a a kindergarten level. It's hard for her to communicate what's going on, you know?
Right. But I'm telling you, honey, I'm telling you what's going on because I've seen this thousands of times with people just like your daughter, okay? It is real. It is happening. You have to believe her. Go to my website. It's going to take me until the end of the show to give you the information. So you can read it at your leisure on my website, please. And please validate her truth. She also needs to know that she is in charge and she is in control and she is empowered to say no.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I've always told her, you know, if something's bothering you, just say, in the name of Jesus Christ, go away. And she would just repeat that like 20 times a day in that old house.
Well, she can even think it. She doesn't even have to say it. She can think it. All right? But I think that that portion of the website is going to further illuminate your understanding. So I wish you both all the very best.
Yeah. And you do know that, you know, if you need William, because, again, I'm going to say that this is what we do for a living, you go to his website and, you know, you can click on him also if you need further, you know, if you want him to give you any more information, because this is what he does for a living. Okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
You're
all
welcome.
Right, I wish you all the best.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, the other thing I have to say, and because people can, you know, can get a reading from you and can actually get you personally for a reading. But, you know, also I think you were talking about this, when you dwell on something, also, like she said that it was from the past, and there wasn't anything in the house now. You know, I just want her to have a brighter looking future and deal with the now in the house versus the past, you know?
Well, exactly, Bonnie. And, you know, those negative energies, they can be very subtle.
Mm-hmm.
And so it may, you know, I'm not suggesting this is true of Lauren's case, but they can attach to people and they can, you know, gradually develop into something such as, you know, it might start out with some, you know, minor irritations and irritability that leads to a full-blown depression. And so it may be that, you know, some of that energy has shifted. So we need to be aware of that as well.
Yes, I so am glad you said that. So we are going to 832. You are on with William. Hi, can you tell us your first name? Hello.
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and you're on with William.
Hi, William. I just have a question about school. I'm in a nighttime college program. It's a year program long, mm-hmm. and I work full-time. I just want to see, do you see me being successful, because this is really tough.
It is really what, honey?
Tough. It's hard.
Tough. Listen, here's the thing I need to tell you, and this isn't an answer to your question, but this is what I'm being called to tell you about. You're a really good, decent, and kind human being, I'm being told to say. Okay?
Oh.
You're a no-frills kind of gal, so I don't think that you need all kinds of extravagant luxuries around you, if you understand.
Yeah, I do. That's exactly right.
Yeah. that you're content with simple things. And what I don't want to see happen is for you to be taken advantage of by other people who would seek to manipulate you into doing for them.
Okay.
Do you understand?
I think so.
Yeah, because if people see you as Little Miss Fix-It all the time, then you're going to be taken advantage of, especially by a male. I don't know if there's a male in your life presently, but I want you to just be really cautious about that, about someone not taking advantage of or manipulating that aspect of your personality that is just so kind and so giving. So just be mindful of that, would you?
Okay.
Now, on to your question about the challenges. Why are they're showing me, you're not a paralegal, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm a nurse, actually. I'm in a marketing type of position.
Say that again, please.
I'm in a marketing type of a position, so I talk to people a lot, that kind of thing.
Okay. All righty. And you have another couple more years to go with that?
1 year. 1 year for my RN, and then if I choose to go back for my BSN.
Ah, they're showing me 2 to 3 years out is when you'll really be hitting your stride with all of it.
Okay.
Okay. That there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm also being reminded to tell you to have faith in your faith. They keep showing me the word paralegal over and over again.
Huh.
Wow.
Maybe I've been dealing with a paralegal with my mom's. My mom recently passed.
Oh, you're kidding.
We've been dealing with a lawyer and a paralegal with all of that. That's probably what you're seeing.
Is this person a male?
No. No, she's a female.
Okay. Just be mindful, be on guard, be cautious. Don't be afraid or intimidated to ask questions. If something doesn't sound right, if something doesn't feel right, do not be intimidated by anyone's position and keep you from asking questions.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Wow.
All right, my dear. I'm going to send you off with that.
Thank you so much.
Have a great – hey, listen, I love RN. You know I am one. And I think that's one of the – well, of course, because I'm going to be conceited, but I think that's one of the most – the selfless and most wonderful and most giving things that you can do is to be in the medical profession and serve people. So thank you.
Yep.
I love nurses.
We need you.
So. Yeah, we need you. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You know, I had to say that. I mean, in every field, I love every field, but because I'm a nurse and I feel and I know what I went through, and they're getting a lot of recognition, much more than they ever used to get. I'm just in awe of anybody that wants to go into nursing because it isn't an easy field. But I am going to pick up 954. You are on with William. Hi.
Hi, this is Mary. Thank you so much. Hi, William.
Hi. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you, William?
I'm great. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I'm going through a difficult time right now financially and physically. And I'm wondering if it's going to necessitate a move, which has been suggested to me from management to downsize in my complex. Do you think this is a wise move, or will I be able to maintain where I'm at?
Mary, as you're talking, they're showing me the word divorce. Does that make sense to you?
It sure doesn't.
It doesn't. Okay.
Not on my part. As far as I know, there's no one I know of.
Okay, the word divorce does not necessarily have to pertain to a marriage.
Okay.
It can mean a separation from anything. It's a term I use when I talk about when the soul leaves the body, it divorces from the physical, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to interpret it as literally as you may be. So I'm going to suggest that there is going to be a change, a shift, or a transition away from where it is that you are now, which is, I think, what you're asking about. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh. I've been asked if I wanted to downsize to a smaller apartment in the same complex.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So I'm going to suggest that is pending for you. And I also, is there an issue health-wise connected to the respiratory system for you?
No, not me personally, but I have a very close family member who recently is dealing with a serious issue.
Because they just showed me the word oxygen, and they're showing me lungs. So I'm wondering if you get winded easily, or
no,
if there were...
This pertains to a very close family member who has had some lung issues recently, having trouble breathing, and also I have someone in spirit who dealt with that.
Okay. And this is not an issue that you are experiencing presently, is that correct?
No, sir.
Okay. So it feels as though you have the potential to become, to a greater extent, involved in the life of the family member that is struggling.
Okay.
All right.
I'm very close anyway to this person.
You're very close to that person? Okay. It's possible that you may be moving in with that person, or that person will be coming to live with you.
I don't see me going there. I don't know whether that person would consider coming here.
All right. So I'm going to put that out there as a possibility. Again, another reason for the divorce or the shift or the separation from where it is that you are presently. And I also need to ask about diabetes.
I'm sorry, diabetes?
Yes.
I have not been diagnosed with diabetes or anything. I've had some low sugar issues, but they've tested and not come up with any diabetes.
And does that run in the family by chance?
I don't think so. I don't know of anybody.
Okay. Just be mindful of that, because they're showing me my symbol for diabetes, which is swollen ankles. So
okay.
I'm not predicting anything. I'm just suggesting that you should just be aware and be mindful.
Sure.
All right.
So you don't really see me coming up with any solution as far as to maintain what I have, in which case the place that's been offered to me is presently just became vacant, and I'm concerned about the cleanliness and the appropriateness of this place for me to go into, which I've brought up, and I'm wondering if that's going to be energetically, too. It's not the greatest. But so far, that's the only option they have offered me.
Correct. Okay. And so what you want to do is to insist that it is up to par in terms of standards that you have for a quality of life. And I would also have this space with your active participation blessed prior to relocating into it.
Mm-hmm. Can I do the saging and oil and that myself in prayers?
Well, I would never discourage oils or sage or whatever it is, but nothing trumps prayer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I can do that?
Yes.
Okay.
You can do that, but I would also encourage you to have two other people with you who have an emotional investment in you.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. And this would work out okay for me because
yes.
It's a great deal of effort to get this moving. Do you see help coming to do that?
They just showed me the month of February, so I don't know how that pertains to your timeline.
Well, I'm told I have to make the move if I want to by the end of this month. I haven't notified them just yet because I was hoping they would clean up the apartment so I could see the finished product, but it hasn't been done yet.
Right. I can't tell you anything more beyond what I did with respect to the month that I saw, which was
okay.
February. So it may end up being a protracted process that gets dragged out until after the holidays.
Well,
yeah,
that
that's
might
what
be
I
better
think.
Then.
Yeah,
be
that's
better.
What I feel.
And as long as I can maintain the financial aspect, that might be better because the holidays are really very heavy, especially now with this family issue and all. That would be a preference, probably, as long
right.
as I can maintain it financially.
I think that you should be able to. Again, there's the possibility of the family member coming to stay with you, and I think that you could also ask your management for some leniency or for some sort of grace period until after the holidays.
Well, it depends, because they've already got somebody in mind they want to put in where I'm at. So whether mm-hmm. that comes through or not, I don't know. That's what
okay.
the pressure is about.
Well, I'm sending you strength and wishing
yeah.
you all good things.
Well, thank you
good
very
luck,
much.
Mary.
Very
good,
good
luck,
reading.
Mary. Oh, that's.
Thanks, Bonnie.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Let us know what happens, okay?
Will. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. William, you rock the house. Each time I am going to put on 504. You are on with William. Hi.
Hi. You know, I knew I was next. You know how I knew?
How?
Sometimes messages from the person before crosses over to the next person. Or sometimes if you don't get in the queue at all and they don't take your call, my guides will give messages to the people that are getting messages, and the people will be there saying, I don't know what you're talking about. This doesn't fit me.
Well, who are we speaking with? Because this is so cute. Who are we? I agree with you.
It's Mary
who?
Lou. Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. Wait, I got to sing a song now. Hey, Mary
yeah.
Lou. Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Oh, Mary Lou, whatever that song is. Okay, William, this is Mary Lou.
Hey, Mary Lou. You know, Mary Lou, you make an interesting point, because I've seen that happen at live events that I've done
yeah.
as well, where there are certain things that will piggyback to someone sitting directly next to an individual that got singled out, or directly in front of, or in the same row. It's very interesting how that stuff tends to cluster together.
Yeah. Because I already know who you were talking about, and one more caller with the diabetes, but I'm not going to say anything to you actually speak to her. But go ahead.
Oh, okay.
She was right next to your caller. Go ahead.
So, you know, I'm on my spiritual path, and I don't like to ask questions that give information. So I'm just open to whatever spirit has.
Okay, dear. In the interest of time, I am going to request, please, a specific question so that we can get as many folks in as possible.
Okay, business or love, whichever is stronger.
I'm being shown that you've had a tough time of it romantically, or that there in the past have been relationships that have not played out the way that you would have wished.
Correct.
Pardon?
Correct.
Yes. And I think that if you are not in, it doesn't feel like you're in a strong relationship presently. And if so, I would continue to keep that on the back burner as you are continuing to grow and learn and develop, all right? And I'm also being told to tell you that devices are okay for now, such as cards, if you're using any kind of device, but that eventually, about 2 years out, you're going to want to wean yourself away from devices of any kind because you won't need them.
Oh, that's nice.
All right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're using tarot cards or angel cards or pendulums or anything like that, but I'm being told to tell you it's okay for the time being until you build your spiritual resiliency and confidence, and then you can set those things aside about 2 years out. That is also approximately the time that you'll be in the best possible position to be attracting the appropriate romantic energies to you that will be understanding and complementary of the place that you have attained spiritually.
Okay. Spirit shows me stuff. It just doesn't, it's just gobbledygook. I don't get it. It's like, thanks for the beautiful picture. Thanks for the beautiful message. It doesn't make any sense.
Right. Well, you have to understand also, as you're developing and you're growing and you're evolving and emerging, that number one, you need to identify your spiritual allies, and to do that in the context of a prayer. You can't just kind of go into this blindly and say, well, I'm going to open myself up to spirit, because as you heard Bonnie and I talking about almost an hour ago now, there are absolutely negative, nefarious and ill-intended energies that would seek to swoop in there, masquerade as something they're not, prey upon people's vulnerabilities, especially if those are mental, emotional vulnerabilities, and lead you down the wrong path. And so it's extremely important that everything you do is grounded in prayer before you do anything. So that's number one. Second piece is that the way spirit communicates is going to be in symbols, icons, pictures, sometimes movies, sometimes scents and aromas, sometimes feelings, sometimes taste. And it takes a while to figure out that lexicon in a way that you can interpret it successfully. So don't rush anything, please. Allow it to come naturally and organically, and keep a journal of the impressions that you're getting, because those things are representative of a bigger picture or a bigger, deeper meaning, so to speak.
Yes.
You understand?
Uh huh.
Okay. Keep going, but let's not force anything. Let's not rush it. And bottom line is, don't do anything without grounding yourself first in prayer. Otherwise, it's like using a Ouija board.
Well, yeah. You know, it comes to me without asking. Like, I woke up, I walked across the room, I did a few things, I went to lay back down, and I just shut my eyes, and all of a sudden, pictures, like, boom, 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 boom. I didn't ask. I just see it, just there.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, William, don't you want to say that if you're in that, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to tell you what I think. If you're in the metaphysical realm of which you are getting messages, then what you can do is do that when you wake up. You don't have to wait until they actually show you something. You can ground yourself before any of that happens in prayer. And if you know that that's what's going to happen, or even if you don't, that if you wake up and you get used to doing that, then that might help you. What do you feel about that, William?
100%. Absolutely,
yeah.
100%.
I'm thinking of an example of yesterday or 2 days ago. I had left something in the crock pot cooking overnight, and the smell woke me up because I didn't stir the pot, so it smelled like French onion soup, and that wasn't what I was cooking. And it annoyed me, and I got up and stirred the pot and did all these things and then closed my eyes. I mean, there was no intent. And then all of a sudden, I got bombarded with pictures.
But that's okay if you've grounded yourself. I mean, you don't
if
have to.
If you've grounded yourself, if
I'm
it is in
truth. I woke up, you know, in a, you just wake up all of a sudden and jump into doing something without thought and wanting to go back to bed. You know, there wasn't an intent.
I heard what you said. So, again, like I said to the other caller whose daughter was having struggles. If it is intrusive to you, if it is disruptive to the flow of your daily routines and your quality of life, that's not a loving presence.
No, it was not intrusive.
Okay. So I'm going to stand by what Bonnie said, which is to continue to ground yourself at least at the beginning of the day as you're awakening, to keep documentation, not to force it, and to continue to study, to learn and grow and read what other people are saying, watch YouTube videos, and to continue to educate yourself.
Yeah. Yep. I hope that's helped you. I hope that has helped you. We are going to move on, but I hope that has helped
you.
You're very welcome. And, you know, William gave you a great, in 2 to 3 years, you won't need any all this, but the grounding and protecting you'll always need. So, and you know
I've been
what?
I've doing this for 30 years.
Yeah, so you already know. Well, then you should already know. That's the thing. And boy, William's book, they're showing me William's book's coming out in the spring. I hate to, you know, say this, but he'll be, you know, talking about some of that. So I love this. And call us
again.
Let us know how you're doing. Okay.
Right.
I always love spirit. So, and I always love metaphysical. So have a great day.
The challenge, Bonnie, is that sometimes there are people who I'm not suggesting this is true of the last caller, but there are sometimes people who are looking for ways to enrich their life in order to feel special or wanted or connected or accepted. And sometimes these are folks that have fragile psyches, shall we say. And so they tend to be very vulnerable to spiritual assault or spiritual attack. And I'm concerned sometimes that people aren't able to differentiate between a loving presence that is very subtle, that is very gracious and non-intrusive, versus some other issues that should not be engaged with under any circumstances. And it's just a precaution that I think we all need to be aware of.
Absolutely. And if I'm not wrong, is your book, that book, the book that's coming out in the springtime, will I hope, deal with that, right?
You got it. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm excited about this. I've been excited about it. I can't wait till it gets out. And you tell your publisher to get it out. So, and I don't mean to be, I'm in love and light, and I don't mean to be so forceful, but we need that book. So I'm going to put the next person on. It is 281, because I think you might have been picking up the dot. I'm not going to say anything, but hey, hi, 281, you're
hi.
On.
Hi.
You are on
hi,
with
buddy.
Me.
Hi, William.
Hi.
Hello.
My name is Candy.
Hi, Candy.
Hi, Candy.
And I'm going to ask you about my husband. He is going to have a lot of changes in his life. I'm wondering what you see for him.
Okay. Could I have his first name, please?
Earl.
Earl. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's there's some health-related issues that I'm being shown connected to him. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yeah. And there's something connected to – has he been a smoker?
No, I was.
Okay, there's something connected to his chest that I'm picking up.
Okay.
All right. And mm-hmm. Also the circulatory system.
Okay.
Because they're showing me the blood flowing through his veins and the potential for there to be possibly a blockage of some sort.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Not so much on him, but on me, yes.
Oh, on you.
Yeah. Now, wait, she's also diabetic, because I knew she was your next caller.
Gonna,
I just skipped her.
I was going to say, I'm a diabetic. I have... You were talking about the swollen ankles, and
yes.
I smoked for 32 years, and I get congested a lot, and my one lung fills up, and I have to cough all that stuff out.
Yep. No, I'm trying to focus in on Earl here, and I'm also seeing health issues connected to him. So
okay.
I'm gonna stand by what I'm saying. It feels like he. Does he work a lot or too much?
He works too much. He's too stressed.
Okay, because that's what I'm seeing, and maybe that's the chest-related issue that I was picking up is a pressure or a stress
mm-hmm.
around the heart or lung area is what I'm picking
mm-hmm.
up. And it feels like, as you, it feels like I don't see him a lot because he's working a lot, and
mm-hmm.
The rest circulatory system. High blood pressure is what I'm being told to say.
Okay. I can get him checked for that.
Connected to him. High blood pressure, yes.
Okay.
So that's what I'm picking up connected to Earl.
When you come back to the job, that's the problem right there. His job ends December 31st
mm-hmm.
after almost 15 years. And
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering if he's going to find something.
Rather, does he have a craft or a trade that he does?
Yes.
Okay, then he should be able to find work in the same field.
Okay.
All right. Does he do something automotive or mechanics or something with equipment?
What? Yes. His company makes a component for MRI machines.
Yeah,
and
he should be able.
Well, he works a lot doing that, putting the thing together and then taking it
putting it in for the customer.
Got it. Yeah, he should be able to find similar work in the field.
Okay.
All right. It may not be exactly that, but it is going to be similar.
Okay. Will it come in rather soon or later? Or
there's going to be, it shows as though there may be a period of downtime, and so it's real important that he not get depressed about that, that he stay optimistic, and that he continue to, I'm being told that he has a network of people that he should tap into that might be able to get him an interview or maybe make a referral for him.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
And good luck.
I kind of understand that, yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Candy.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Oh, Candy's the one. Did you see on your she posted it on your wall and mine. That's why I said she could come in and listen. The beautiful picture of you and me together.
Oh, I did.
That was
and I'm
Candy.
Looking right over at you.
Thank you. Listen, I look like that, but I've gained a tiny bit of weight because of my son being a chef and me having to eat all his food. So I don't know if I could fit into that dress, but it's not going to be that much bigger. So, all right, 714, which is my birthday. Hi, who are we speaking with?
And my birthday too, Bonnie.
Oh, my. Wait.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wait, I remember it.
We talked about that before.
Yes. You, me, Ron, Cole, and a couple other people on the show, we all have the same birthdays. So I can't wait till my birthday so I can sing happy birthday to you. So hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, my name is Tina. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Tina. Thank you for calling. You have William. Welcome, William.
Okay,
do for
William. I feel like right now I'm at like a crossroads.
Honey, they're showing me my symbol for someone who's feeling a bit stuck or stagnant, which is a truck stuck in a ditch and the tire is spinning in mud. Does that about sum it up?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm
being told that you are overdue for a getaway or a break or a vacation of some sort.
I think it's a little bit beyond that, but
I think that you need a change of venue and a change of scenery to clear your head and to put things into perspective. And even if that's just an overnight somewhere or a weekend somewhere, but I really think that getting out of the immediate environment and getting out of that rut or away from the grind is going to grant you a greater perspective, clear your head, and give you a chance to literally, I'm being told you're more of a visual person, and that you literally need to start to map out some steps on paper as to where you want to be and how to get there.
I honestly don't know. I feel like I'm stuck. I have two choices, and I don't know which one to focus on right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I'm going to stand by what I've said in terms of get out of the immediate environment, even if it's just for an overnight.
Okay.
And really just say a prayer and sit there, clear your head, and make as the goal the choice that you're being called to, and then create steps working back from that around how to achieve it. You may actually end up relocating.
Do you know around what time? Like, is it near? Like, meaning the date, is it going to be like January, February, March, or is it going to be later down the road?
Well, it would be most definitely after the holiday season. They are showing me January, so I'm going to go with that for the time being.
Is it in relation to my husband? Like him?
It is connected to a relationship.
Okay. Do you know, would you be able to tell me if Spirit is saying anything in regards to his job relocating or anything like that? Or
I wasn't picking up anything connected to that.
Okay. Do you know if it's more family related?
No, I'm talking about you. So this is specific to you.
Okay.
I think
you understand.
He told you, yeah, he gave you some great
you understand.
Great things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
So
I appreciate it.
Do with the information what you will, but don't make a decision based on what I've told you. Make a decision based on what your heart is telling you, but I would not make that decision in the immediate environment. I'm telling you that it feels as though you need to extract yourself from your immediate environment, go out of town, even if it's just for overnight, check into a hotel, clear your head, take a nice hot shower or a nice hot bath, sit there, craft a plan for yourself to move forward.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to stand by it. Good luck to you.
All right. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you.
Let us know. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Sometimes, you know, it's so crazy, and I'm going to get to the caller, but you know what I'm going to say. It's so crazy because
I know what you're going to say because, you know, sometimes, you know, be careful of what you ask for because you may not necessarily
yes.
like what you hear.
Absolutely. And, you know, another thing is that I just want everybody to know out there, when you ask questions to people like William or anybody that, you know that it's a medium psychic and that you trust, we're giving you what we feel, see, hear, smell, and say, but you have free will. And that's where, you know, you've got to make choices. And so
to me,
they want us to give the exact answer, but the answer mm-hmm. really has to lie within you. We can help you.
Exactly.
We can help you extrapolate, you know, and show you what we see. But the answer has to come from within you. And that's what I tell people.
You bet. Well, and that's why I phrased what I said to her very carefully.
Yes.
Because
yes, you did.
I don't, no one should make significant changes or decisions based on what I'm saying. You should take what I'm saying. If it makes sense, use it in partnership with what you know to be true of your circumstances. It's your life. You're living it, not me. If it's
Absolutely.
Not making sense, toss it out. Or instead of tossing it out, just set it aside and put it on the back burner.
Absolutely. And I love that.
You can always come back to it.
Yeah, that's why you and I get along so well. See, we are going to meet somewhere. So we've probably met millions of times in different lifetimes and places. But 617, you are on with William. Hi.
Hello. I feel like I've won $1 million here.
You know, my dear, you would not want $1 million. You would not want $1 million because
no.
you would be so miserable. Trust me.
About
yes,
me,
would be.
I want some. Wait. Before we continue,
no, Bonnie, you
I
don't
want
it either.
I don't. Okay. Well,
no.
I would have cousins. I would have cousins and family from all over.
Right. That you never knew you had.
You never knew I had.
Well, who are we speaking to?
This is
Annette. Lovely voice attached.
Well, thank you. This is Annette from Boston.
Hi, Annette.
Annette, you not only have a lovely energy, you have a very strong female presence around you that feels like a mother figure in spirit that absolutely
yes.
adores you.
Oh.
Are you sure that's not for me?
That's beautiful.
No, I'm talking about Annette right now. And
yeah.
Sorry, Bonnie.
It's always about Bonnie. It's always about Bonnie.
It's all about Bonnie, right? Okay.
Yeah.
No, but Annette, I don't know if this is mother or grandmother, but it is a mother figure in grandmother. It's a
yes.
mother figure in spirit that would have.
Yes.
Ooh. Did she help to rear you? That's an
yes,
odd word. Okay,
because
yes, I'm seeing that you're
no, you
your little
right.
fan. Okay, your little fanny got swatted from time to time, I'm being told.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. So she, you know, was very much of the thinking, you know, spare the rod and spoil a child. But she but she did a great job of it. She was very spiritual, I'm being told to say.
Yes.
And that she had a beautiful singing voice.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
I always followed my grandmother.
And so there are songs that you could probably sing for us now that you would remember from her. And
mm-hmm.
she's singing for me the old Rugged Cross.
Yes, that's
yep.
grandma.
Yes.
Yes.
There you have it.
Yes.
Okay. Please,
yes.
please know that she is around you, loving and adoring,
yes.
and very, very,
very
proud.
Very spiritual. Very, very spiritual. I mean, I mm-hmm. just, I followed my grandmother. I watched what she did. Mm-hmm. You know, putting salt at the door, and she was very protective of us.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Very protective.
Mm-hmm. As long as it was kosher salt, we're okay. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, I don't know if it's kosher salt, but you know, she did
salt,
stuff
whatever.
Like that. Yeah, she did
yeah.
things like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she was a believer. She was a believer.
Oh,
well,
yes.
What can we do for you, Annette?
Well, I'm actually looking at making a life change, and I know
yep.
that I have to go a little bit at a time. But the
yes.
one thing
what I'm being told to tell you, and that
mm-hmm.
is that
mm-hmm.
Finances should not be a part of the equation.
Amen.
So I don't want
yes.
you to be worrying about the money
okay.
to do whatever needs to happen or where it's
yes.
going to come from. If your heart
yes.
is in it, if you're being called to it, then craft a blueprint to move forward,
mm.
but factor the finances. And it's funny because you started out by saying, I feel like I won the lottery, you know,
yes.
factor, the, right? How curious, but factor the finances out of the equation and you should be fine.
Okay. But the thing is, this is the first time where I feel like I'm starting with a blank slate.
Yeah, and Grandma's saying, I got by on next to nothing. I got by on so
yes,
little. And Grandma would have come up through the Depression also, I'm being told.
Yes.
So she
yes.
knew how to be frugal. And she
oh,
says,
yes.
you follow my example, young lady.
Yes.
You learn from the example I set. You will be fine.
Yes. True. My grandmother was some lady, I'm telling you. Very
yeah.
deeply spiritual, and I just was always... I was always watching her. That's why I got my bottom swapped a lot.
Your little
you
fanny
know?
Got swatted. Let me tell you, I'm seeing it.
Yes. I was something else. I did
God
my own.
It was your grandmother and not mine.
Yes.
So.
Because I remember when my mother told me I wanted a pair of sandals, and there was these gladiator sandals that everybody was wearing back in the late 60s, early 70s. And my mother said, no, I can't afford it. So I didn't take no for an answer. I went out and found the heaviest cardboard, traced my feet, found a piece of ribbon.
Oh,
I made my
God.
Own sandals. I made my own sandals. You weren't going to tell me no. I was going to make my own sandals.
Right. So
by
Grandma
the time
is
I got
saying,
to school, I had no shoes.
Grandma's saying, use that same ingenuity to manifest
yes.
your destiny.
Amen. Yes.
All right. Good luck to you, Annette.
Yes.
God bless.
Thank you both.
Annette.
Thank you. God
Thank
bless
you.
Already.
Thank
Many blessings.
You. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you to you, too. Bye-bye. Namaste. Okay. I am going to
kosher
get
salt. I love it, Bonnie.
Well, you know, I had to say it. Oh, well.
I know.
402, you are on with William. Hi.
Hi, this is Diane. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Hi,
calling
Diane. You're welcome.
Thanks. Thank you. I've been working on clearing out a lot of energies that haven't served me on multiple levels. And I was just calling for guidance or anything you see that might be coming up as a result
yeah.
of that.
Mm-hmm. Diane, they're showing me primary to be cleared is emotional residue or emotional gunk left over from past relationship. Do you understand?
Yes.
Yeah. You're doing a good job of it. You have been very diligent in addressing it. So what I'm being told is that you're not the kind of gal that's going to think it's a once and done type of procedure, that you have been mindful and diligent is what I'm being told. And that this is serving you well in building a spiritual reserve within you from which you can draw if you ever have a bit of a setback or a relapse time. But I'm not feeling that for you. I'm feeling as though full steam ahead, this train is leaving the station and Diane is picking up momentum. So keep doing what you're doing. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. I'm just validating for you what it is that you're doing.
Perfect.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
There you have it, my dear.
Wonderful.
Onward and upward.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a wonderful one. I'm assuming that you're through with your message?
I am, yes.
Okay, yes. What a beautiful, I could feel that momentum. Oh, my goodness. So you go for it, girlfriend, and
yeah,
always.
goods coming up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this Diane's train is leaving the station, so all aboard
yes!
or you're going to get left behind.
Yes, we're on there with you, Diane. All right. Okay. Well,
I wish you all the best, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my goodness, William. You are just so adorable and so funny, and I just adore you. I am going to ask you, we have 4 minutes left. Would you like to take one more caller very quickly, or do you want to just say and, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, I could always talk, but I hate to – I'm going to take the next caller. I feel like I need to take the next caller.
I was
okay?
just going
to
say, let's squeeze one more person in.
Okay, 203, you are on with William. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. You're on with William. Quickly, you go for it.
Yes, quickly. William, can you tell me if I am going to be able to get the finances to get caught up on my mortgage?
Okay, dear, I need your first name, please.
Oh, Ebony, I'm sorry.
Ebony, okay, all righty. They're showing me the word cosigner. Does that make sense?
Cosigner.
Would there
no.
be someone else that would be a cosigner on a document of some sort for you?
Cosigner document.
Are you applying for a loan of some sort, or you're looking for monies from an outside source?
I haven't been, no.
Okay, I'm going to steer you in that direction because it feels as though there needs to that you need some a little bit of outside help to get back on your feet. I'm not sure exactly what that would look like, but they were showing me the word cosigner, so I don't know if that's someone with whom you live or a family member or a very close friend, but I'm going to suggest that you look at an outside source for the but it's almost like you need a little windfall. You need a break, don't you? You need somebody to cut you
it.
A break.
Please.
Yeah, financially especially, because I feel as though you've been struggling for some time. But think on the concept of cosigner and meditate on that and see what comes of it. Okay. But I'm feeling as though there needs to be a loan of some sort that's granted to you in order to get you back on your feet. Relief
okay.
is coming, I'm being told. After
okay.
December,
oh,
I'm
yes.
being told. Relief is coming. Okay?
Okay?
Have faith in your faith. Stay on the straight and narrow path. Surround yourself with good people, please. Not people that would
yeah.
seek to manipulate you or lead you down the wrong path.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Thank you? Yeah, it does. Thank you so much.
Okay. Onward and upward, my dear.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
My goodness. I mean, I can't even believe how many people that you've read for today and have helped. And I want to thank, before we get off, I want to thank everybody in chat. We've had a lot of people in chat. I want to thank all our callers and listeners. And I know that we're going to have a lot of archive listeners. I want to absolutely thank you, William, for being so gracious of a guest and a wonderful, wonderful gentleman in life. And in whatever realm you came from, we are grateful. And to just keep doing the work that you're doing because you help so many people and you are so gracious in your life that I want to thank you for being here and being with us today.
Oh, my goodness, Bonnie. I'm floating on air right now. So thank you for having me back on your program. It was my great privilege to be of service to you, to be of service to all of our callers, and even if people didn't get through, hopefully that there were some messages or some content that was given to someone else that was relevant for their own lives. So I'm grateful for the opportunity and looking forward to chatting with you again real soon.
Absolutely, and please, before you go, we only have another 60 seconds, but I want to tell everybody, please go to williamstillman.com. You can see all the things William offers, especially what he does and all the books he wrote and everything. We didn't even get into the pets again, and I will ask you, William, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, and we have 40 seconds left, but I hope you will join me and all of the people that listen to the show, are in chat, and have called, and come back and join us again.
Oh, you bet. It would be my great pleasure, Bonnie. And you're
thanks.
Such – I think we make a good team, so it's always a lot of fun.
Yes, thank you. I love being with you. So, again, have a wonderful weekend. I know it's early for you, and I hope we can get to chat on Skype sometime, William.
You bet.
All right. Thank you, and have a great evening. Again, thanks, everyone, for listening. Thank you for being a part of Bonnie Albers on Air, and we will see you next week. Bye.